you've initiated me. It's like you turned on the candle, you turned on that light, and now I can be that which initiates others. It's this initiation into this relaxedness, and like, I don't need to plan. I can just trust myself. I have a compass and it will lead me. Like sitting down into a comfortable chair and just like, ah, let's see. So come on, life, like start showing me stuff. Like I'm just sitting in my chair. I know that things will work out. That was an initiation. That was not something that was part of my reality before ever.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur neuen Episode meines Podcasts. Ich bin Monika von Aufschneider, Mentorin für Business mit Genuss und weiblichen Erfolg. Manifestieren ist seit vielen Jahren mein größter Gamechanger. Und ich möchte, dass auch du erfolgreich deine Träume manifestierst und deine Gaben mutig in die Welt bringst. Heute habe ich was ganz Besonderes für dich. Ein Interview mit jemandem, der sich ein außergewöhnliches Leben manifestiert hat. Egal ob bekannt oder unbekannt, ich feiere es, wenn Menschen, insbesondere auch Frauen, ihren Weg gehen. Deshalb möchte ich hier immer wieder inspirierende Persönlichkeiten in meinem Podcast einladen und sie dir näher bringen, um auch dich zu ermutigen, für dein Traumleben loszugehen. Und zwar gleich heute. Die Audioqualität ist vielleicht nicht ganz so gut wie gewohnt. Wir haben das Interview über Zoom aufgezeichnet und wenn du auch was sehen möchtest, kannst du es auf meinem YouTube-Kanal auch anschauen. Den Link findest du in meinen Shownotes. Und jetzt wünsche ich dir ganz viel Freude und Inspiration mit diesem Interview. Welcome to my first podcast in English and the first one with one of my clients as a guest. We will dive deep into the power of manifestation, how to make peace with the past, with relationships, with the body, and how to become more relaxed, even if you have a small baby at home. And it's not me talking about all that, but someone who has experienced it and done the journey. Welcome, Jay van Rozen.
Hi. Wow, what an intro.
Yeah, well, I'm really, really happy. And maybe you see it. I'm smiling all over my face. Yeah, I'm really happy that you're here as my guest today and that you've agreed to share all those treasures and experiences and feelings with me and with the audience.
I am
so
happy
thanks
to
once
share.
Again. Yeah. English, as you may hear, is not my mother tongue, but I would call it my spiritual tongue. Jay has more practice since she has lived in Canada for some time. What is your mother tongue, Jay?
I have two. I have Russian and English because I was born in Ukraine. And then I actually grew up in Canada and then I moved to Germany. Yeah, that's how we found each other.
Yeah. I mean, we really sort of manifested each other. I was like manifesting, I wanted to work with someone who really wanted a big transformation adventure and who I could talk to in English. And there she was. She came to me. Buying a sewing machine from me, eBay Kleinanzeigen. Did you also manifest me?
I think I did. I had no idea that you actually wanted a client in English. I know you told me that you wanted a client, but I didn't know that English was on it because that makes it even more mind-blowing, this entire experience. I did. I was in a place in my life where I really felt like I'm ripe and ready for transformation. I cannot live sort of my life the old way. And I didn't explicitly write it out, perhaps like you told me you did, but it was definitely, I've been wanting such a person in my life maybe for a year already. And so I was extremely surprised to have discovered you as I was, buying a sewing machine from you.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
I'm so grateful because that keeps happening to me and the people that I connect with. And that's really what I keep saying, that life is full of miracles if you let them happen and if you invite them. Everything gets really easy. Like, yeah, we started talking right away and it was clear and we just figured out the details. And yeah, so what was your reason or desire why you booked me?
I was at the time when we met, I believe my son has been about 5 months old. So
that was four months ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, he's turning
July.
Tomorrow he's going to be 10 months. So yeah, exactly. So it's 6 months, I guess he was almost turning 6 months. And it was my first pregnancy. I just became a mom. It was a very clear change in my reality from sort of the old life into the new life that was very much unclear for me. And it's like, what do I expect from this? But I had this very clear feeling inside of me, like I cannot do things the way that I did them before. Like there is a bunch of stuff that I haven't dealt with and it's no longer sustainable to try to drag all of that into this new reality. And I think that was like, I felt like I was really, really ready, but I needed it's like a seed and I needed the soil. Yeah, that's how I would describe that.
That's beautiful said, the seed and the soil. What didn't grow out of the seed in the past 4 months?
Honestly speaking, a new person, like I grew up, like if I was a child before, I'm an adult now. And I can very clearly, I have a very clear understanding and feeling of how that metamorphosis, how it happened. Like it was a truly like, you know, from a, just growing into a butterfly, like in nature, comes being in the cocoon and then at some point really opening my wings. That's exactly how I would describe that. And it had like very clear steps for me. Even looking back at my notes that I have done after each of the sessions that we had, I could see, you know, like a clear progression there. So what came out was, is basically me, or let's say the beginning of me. I mean, I'm not claiming that, you know, that I'm done, but it's the beginning of me. That's what came out. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you describe that? I mean, in examples, I remember that when we first talked, you said, I want a safe space where I can explore myself. Mm-hmm. I want to have a better relationship with my body. What else? I think something about relationships in general, because you didn't feel very happy with the place where you live. And also your relationship to your profession.
That's true. Although I don't believe that was one of the primary things at that time. The profession, but it came out in one of the sessions, of course.
Yeah. So what were the you just said that you were writing down, and mm-hmm. what were some of those milestones or breakthroughs or whatever you would call them to you from your transformation into a butterfly?
Well, when I came to you, there was, we did, just as a background, we did coaching. We didn't do, you know, like psychotherapy, which is interesting also because after our first session, I signed up myself to become a coach, just to learn how to become a coach. And that's the journey that I am on right now. What we have done in retrospect, kind of understanding the profession a little bit more, we haven't done classical coaching. Because, or at least not in the way that I'm being taught this right now, we looked quite a lot into the past, but that was my desire. That's what I felt. It felt inside of me that there were certain things about my life, or quite a lot, that I wasn't accepting them. I had very often like this daydreaming of oh, let me go back until I'm 16 years old, and with this like mind that I have now and all this experience, how my life would have unfolded if I invented a time machine and went back to year, 2000 or something like that. So that felt to me like this was toxic. There are certain things inside of me that I'm just not accepting. So what I came to was very clear to me, like before I know how to move forward and looking truly into the future, I want to really accept the past, and not accept it in the way that you just kind of like push it under a rug and then just like kind of pile stuff on top of it. And then just like this mess is just like covered up with a pretty rug. It's like, no. I want to open that up and like really take stock of everything that is there, or at least the major things. And with that, with pure integration and acceptance, I will get more sense of who I really am. And that would be the right setting for me to start moving forward into the future. And that's exactly what we did. Like the most important things we definitely have done. We have touched upon them. We have touched on upon my father, which was like the biggest one. We've touched upon my job. We've touched upon my relationship with money. We've touched upon femininity. We've also touched upon time. It's quite a number of things that we have touched upon. And because we sort of, I gave you that analogy in the beginning, like an onion, and sort of having all of these layers and sort of peeling them one by one to really see what's inside this core, this true me. And I feel like we really reached that because I have a much clearer and strong connection to what I would call sort of my core. My soul, my higher self, I don't know, but like me, like the real me. And that's a really good place to start living my life from, I feel.
Wow. I'm still amazed at what happened. I mean, this was like 9 or 10 sessions only, 4 months. And I think it's really incredible because if you compare it to classical therapy, you'd have one session per week for at least 2 years or something. How would you describe that? Why did it go so easily or quickly to like deep dive into the past, find your answers, or do your transformation, make peace, and then go further into the present or the future? What was that? How would you describe that?
Oh, I think, honestly speaking, I thought about this myself as well, because, I would also want, as a coach, to experience, providing that to a client, because I think it's a very rewarding experience. So I was analyzing that. I was like, how come this was so transformative? And I think it's a few factors together. One of them, for sure, being my son, like me becoming a mom, that in itself sort of breaks your psyche, because you're changing your representation of reality. So that event in itself has been extremely conductive in sort of breaking the crust, like this old crusty, like strong, like thing that I used to push everything down. So the cracks were there just because my reality changed dramatically, and sort of lack of sleep and hormones and blah, blah. The second thing that I think helped a lot was for sure our connection, like how we managed to, I don't know, it felt to me like we had so much in common and we resonated. I don't know exactly literally how like a standing wave resonates in a glass, let's say, or something, when you have resonance. So to me, like that sign was really like, okay, someone, like the universe has my back. Like someone is helping me, because I was so deep in shit at that time. So it was really a sign for me, like, that's the right thing. Even though I'm buying like a sewing machine, but like, no, this is right. This feels right. There were also a few other things that I have done on my side. So it was for sure my desire to change, not just even so like the cracks, my son cracking me open, my genuine desire to change. So I came to you as a real customer, not as a complainer who is like, oh, you know, like, why don't my husband does something better or my parents do something? It's like, no, it's like, I like me, like I, you know, I'm ready to get my sleeves up and like start doing stuff. I would for sure say like a good part of it has been also my coaching education. And it's interesting as we've done this exactly in parallel. We started with you on the 4th of July and I started studying on the 7th of July. Like literally after the day after our first session, I was like, I want to do this to people. Like, I want to be the one who does this thing to people, to other people. So for me, it was very clear. I think it was just like a lot of things together. It was just, I don't know, it was just magic. Like, that's how I'm going to say it. And it was a long time coming. I've been waiting for someone like you to help me. I remember saying that to myself a few years ago. I wish there was a clone of myself. I wish I could clone myself so I could sort of help me in the struggles. But I couldn't clone myself and I didn't have anyone around me. And I thought about coaching, but not sort of to that extent that, you know, I've actually actively done something. So, you know, everything has its time, I guess. That's the beauty of waiting.
Yeah, and of really, I mean, really having someone who is as open and ready and even curious and, I mean, courageous as well. I mean, whatever we reached, I mean, that's some points really hurt a bit because you don't like to look at things, but you were always ready to look at them, to reassess things and also to really go deep into your feelings, into your body, into your inner world. Yeah. So would you call yourself a spiritual person?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. So just to give a background, I study computer science and astrophysics. I have an MBA and I'm also a chartered financial analyst. So in none of those things, in these four diplomas that I have proudly hanging on my wall, none of those things have anything to do with, you know, anything other than technical, like structure, reality, like what I can touch, what I can measure, what I can, you know, real life that revolves around you all the time. The spirituality, I feel like, right now, I probably would call myself more spiritual than I was before, because it cracked that rationality, that, this just crust of rationality cracked around me. That's what happened. I was like so rational. My mother was the one who was for the last maybe 20 years sort of having me as like the ear where she would, she started her spiritual journey around the year 2000, 2002, maybe. So 20 years ago. And she's been using me as like this, like ear with someone to talk about what she has read. So I was just sitting there sort of next to her, passively taking all of this in, actively thinking to myself, oh, she's crazy. Like, this is ridiculous. Because, you know, I'm an astrophysicist and scientist and like all of this is garbage, but whatever. But interestingly enough, it's been like passively accumulating in me and like really, truly somewhere in the back of my mind. So at some point I reached the limit of rationality where I said, I'm so rational. I've achieved so much. Like truly, you look from the outside, so successful, so smart, a bunch of stuff. But I did a honest check in with myself, thanks to Corona and all the lockdowns and the fact that we, you know, didn't have anything else to do. I did a honest check in with myself and I really truly understood that rationality with all its benefits did not make me happy. Like it's not the path to happiness. And from that on, sort of that journey started for me. And all of this knowledge that my mom probably has kind of given me passively, it slowly started like sprouting and kind of coming out a little bit through the cracks of rationality. Yeah. So I don't know if I answered your question with that.
Yeah, that's an amazing story as well. I mean, like another seed that has been growing inside you, apart from your son, and the spirituality, whatever, how we define that. I mean, how would you define spirituality? Otherworldliness, or what is it really to you?
Oh, that's a good one. I remember when I was a kid, like a really small one, I truly believed, like anyone, I guess any kid, in magic. And there was this, until 6 or 7 years old, until school, basically, I was quite sure that I'm sent here to move humanity forward, to change the world. So it was not like about like me or my family. It was just like, bam, the planet, right? Like, I'm here for the big stuff. I can change reality. I have like a magic wand that can materialize things. I even wanted to write a book about that. My mom has been telling this to me recently. She was like, oh yeah, remember when you were 6, you wanted to write a book about the magic wand? And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this. And then, of course, you know, I haven't. Okay. And then the reality started, school and like growing up and being, you know, adolescence and all of that stuff. And I lost that. I lost that feeling. So for me, a spiritual person, maybe, or spirituality, is that connection to this inside of yours that you know is very special and is very unique. It's something that essentially a knowledge that you're here for that reason. Like, there is a sense, there is a meaning to your life, and you know, you feel connected to that meaning. Maybe that's how I would describe spirituality.
That's a beautiful definition. Did you feel that during our journey, what we did together helped your soul, your spirituality, as well as your mind?
Oh, sure. I mean, it helped move my mind from the top spot in the hierarchy. So it was a very vertical relationship for me. Like, the mind and rationality is on top, and all of this other, like, body, like, soul, who needs that, you know? Like, it was a very, very vertical. And what our relationship has done is created a partnership for me. So they are in a horizontal relationship. Because I really feel that the mind and everything that I have achieved, and the knowledge and the rationality and the planning, and the structure and being able to model, all of this is so useful in sort of in the reality that we live in this, whatever world that we have. But having not have the real teammate behind, which is, you know, the meaning, like, why are you doing this? Is this really valuable? Is this valuable not just to you, not egoistically, but truly valuable, you know, to the world? Going back to that. Without it, you have this mind, which is like a tank, and it, like, as a tank, it like goes and breaks the trees and the forest, and it's just like, I need to go like in that direction, and let me just break everything in my way to just reach that goal. And I've lived through that, and I can tell you I've done that. I've driven through the forest, broken the trees, arrived at the point, and I'm like, it's like, feels weird, like it feels like nothing. I remember I set a goal to myself to be the top of my class in my MBA. In the first day of my education, I was like, I want to be the top of my class. And on the graduation day, they were like arranging us according to the marks that we got. And I ended up being on the top. I ended up being the first one to enter the big room where, you know, we had to go on stage and get our diplomas. I really felt like it was just such a non-event for me. It was just like... whatever, like,
no,
yeah, like, I'm still amazed by this. Like, honestly, it was just such a non-event. I was shocked, honestly, to have lived through that, because I was like, but I was, you know, going towards that, and this has been my goal, and it's like a tank going through the trees, like, just crashing everything, and there you are, and it's just like, it's a non-event, it's a nothing. But like, right now, doing a coaching with someone, like, me even just learning how to be a coach, being coach in training, and seeing that, you know, that half an hour or an hour of my time and asking the right question, creating the environment for my client, and that transformation, it's like 100 times more of an event than being the first one in my class of whatever 64 students in my MBA program. Like it's yeah, non-comparable. So I think it's a really cool thing to have this partnership between the soul and the mind. Because if you're just like soul and you're just sitting meditating in a cave, you're also not really doing much for the world. So yeah, that's my two cents on that.
So you went crushing the trees.
I did.
I just remember, because you're talking very much also in metaphors and images, we did like, I don't know, two or three trance sessions together.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how did that feel for you or add to our coaching? Because it's not really coaching what we did there.
Yeah, it wasn't either.
Something
yeah.
else. How would you describe that, and how did you profit from that?
It was a very interesting, yeah, it was, the timing was very interesting as well, especially for our first session, the trans session. I think it was in our third session. So we've had two like classical, just sitting and talking. And then like the third one was this one on your massage table. So I started dipping into this concept, and I've just reviewed my notes just so that I have the chronology correct. In my second session, I've already told you that I started feeling the tension in my body when my partner was talking about his problems. I just started being aware, like a little bit, like a tiny hint. And I told you, remember, like, it's his problems. Why am I the one to tense up? Like, what the hell? Wow. Like, how is this it makes no sense. So it was very clear to me. And then we've done the trance session, and then that connection to my body, this communication channel, went like 100 times more. It made the rest of the sessions, I think, way more productive and way more, yeah, just efficient, because not only was I just using my mind and sort of recalling something and drawing some conclusions, there were also the signs from my body that I'm moving in the right direction. And that's not something that I can really rationally describe to you as a scientist why this is happening, but it's truly like the body is like responding, like, yes, go there, like get into that one. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why, you know, you said like it's also curious and courageous, and that I opened up and there was not much resistance to going to any direction, because it kind of felt like whenever we would go, and remember in our second to last session, I told you there was one direction that I specifically want to look at, and which is time. And that's like, it was also my body telling me, look there, like this is important. So I really am extremely grateful for you for this connection between just mind and body and soul. But I don't know, it's like the Trinity, but yeah. Let's say non-rationality. It really helped. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so beautiful how you describe that as well, because that's nothing of the classical stuff.
Yeah, it's not classical. No.
I mean, to be honest, I've never done a real coaching training myself. I'm this intuitive person who started 15 years ago to do stuff without knowing what I was doing, and then starting to do like this training and that training to understand or maybe explain what I'm doing there. But it was like with you, I felt all along that there is something in that for me which my mind cannot grasp. So maybe that's also one thing we have in common and why we resonate so well with each other, that we were both like very much in our heads. We were very intelligent. I mean, I didn't do astrophysics. I just did business administration. So, but whatever. No, I thought I'd need a university. I needed this and that. And in the end, what did it mean to me? How did it make me happy? So that's how I came to do this trans session. And I do them with myself as well. And that's really something that always really touches my essence and my heart as well, because it's universal. Universal? Do you say that? Universal?
Yeah. Universal, yeah.
Sounds strange, the word. It's really so deep. It's like the pictures, whatever my clients live and go through while they're lying there with their eyes closed and describing what happens inside them and ask questions. It really, it says something about myself, about humanity in general. Mm. It's like talking, the essence talking to me and you and whoever is there. But of course, now I would like you to share, if you can do that, your, how did you name that? In the last trance session, when you said you wanted to have a conversation with time or meet the spirit of time, mm-hmm. can you relate how that worked out?
How did that work out? Well, that's was very unexpected. That's the thing that I really realized that is very important for me. It's about connections with people and with things and with concepts, true connections. And one of my mottos in the end of our journey, and also a motto of being a coach, is that let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. So when I kind of felt in our second to last session that the time was not done justice, it needed a little bit more attention, I was very clear that I don't want to, you know, like, how do I get rid of the feeling that I don't have enough time, or how do I make time, you know, be on my side? It was really about like, let's have a conversation. And the best way for me was just like, well, let's summon up a spirit of time. And we went together on this journey. I think it was on top of a mountain in the sunset. And the spirit of time ended up being something completely, completely unexpected for me. As I witnessed like a little spider coming down from a tree above and sort of landing on the table where I was sitting. And the crazy thing is, like, I'm scared of spiders. Like, that's not something like no, And having a spider, and like a small one as well, not a big one, a very small one. And it's like the time is like this massive concept. It was very interesting that it ended up being like this tiny thing that I'm actually very scared of. I think what has happened afterwards is like that cured my fear of spiders, because now anytime I see a spider, it's like time is waving me like, hi, like, you know, I got your back. So it's, but the spider ended up being very cute, because he ended up dancing and having a party with like little, yeah, just party hat and dancing on my hand. And I don't know, we had a conversation. I heard the stuff that I really wanted, that was really kind of inside of me, unclear. And it was very cool, that whole experience. Yeah.
It was even dancing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
the
it was
spider.
Dancing. And then I sent you the, because I've seen that image of a dancing spider. There is a spider like that they dance, like a mating dance for their mates. And it kind of was in my head, like that kind of spider I find very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you're listening or watching this, you might also find it interesting that we laugh so much together.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it was like ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's what I love about my work. It doesn't feel like work, because it's having experiences and, as you say, conversations together. And inviting something bigger into this meeting or whatever we are having. And I think that's really interesting, because I feel that the future of coaching to me is something like that you do a lot of things, not only with your mind, but with creativity. It's a bit of, yes, like being an artist. Sometimes I feel like I'm creating art with my clients, and it's bringing something into the world. Like you said before, when you coach someone for half an hour, there is sense There is a feeling of elation. You go out and you have more energy than you did before, and your client as well. And that's how I think we could end all the wars in this world. If everyone had this connection, this purpose, and we don't have to become coaches. Yeah, I mean, just do the things we love and enjoy doing them. So where do you see yourself, let's say, a year from now?
Ooh, a year from now. A year from
or
now?
Half a year. I mean, with your speed, maybe.
Half a year. I think I would be, like, just realistically, I would be done with my coaching education by that time. I think it would be in March. I would be doing coaching. I would still be having my regular job, 50%. And I will just be seeing how reality, you know, what is being opened up for me. So I was a fan of these questions, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, which is like a typical interview question. And you know what? I'm not a fan of them anymore, because you can never know. Things come up from completely unexpected angles. It's impossible to really truly plan. I mean, it's probably a good idea to have just a general sense, but you got to be very flexible. Because certain ideas pop into your head and then you're just like, bam, yeah, that feels good. But I don't know what will pop into my head in half a year. And I don't know what will feel good in half a year. So whatever it will be, like, we could, you know, have another conversation in half a year. but I'm quite sure that I know for sure. I would be already by that time professional coach. I would be working with people. I would be helping them being the best versions of themselves and creating that soil that you have created for me. You showed me the power of being the soil, not just being the seed. I always thought my entire life, I got to be the seed. I got to be the one that, you know, the Elon Musk, the whatever, whatever the female version of him would be. Like, I got to be the one, you know, pushing and fighting. But I really, really, really was somehow not seeing how valuable the soil is. Because you can be like the most amazing seed in the world with all the amazing potential, but if you don't have the right soil, like, all of that is going to be a waste. So I personally, for myself, has realized the value of creating the environment for someone where they would be that best version of themselves, where their seed is the one that's gonna, like, push. And then I will be part of that push, like, not actively, but passively, like I would be changing the world as well. And that was something that was missing for me before. I felt like, no, I have to be the one. It's like, no, I don't have to be the one. I could just be, among other things, that environment where someone else is the one, but I'm there to support and to create that. So that value is really clear for me now. So that's where I see myself being in half a year, living that value out very brightly and loudly.
Yeah. Wow. It's so poetical. What you're saying is really like poetry. I could listen to you all the time.
Well, thank God we're making a recording.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's what I thought as well. Many sessions I've had with people. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so, yeah. It's all about sharing. As we are the soil, all of us. We are the soil, yeah. And we are the seeds.
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful? And that's the connection.
Yeah. It is. You're absolutely right. We're being just conditioned so often to just, you've got to be the seed. You've got to be the seed. And it's, the soil is underappreciated. And I think, like, we could be coaches to one another in a sense that we could be the soil to one another. Yeah.
What would you say is the real value of having someone like a coach who is with you on this journey and not just figuring it out on your own?
Yeah, that's a very deep question. I've lived through, let's say, I've lived through the experience of trying to figure it out on my own. I've tried it. It's possible, but it's extremely, extremely slow. And I'm quite sure, and like, this is just my feeling, certain things, there are certain barriers on your own, you will just not be able to break. And it's part of this notion is based on neurological science, where we have the way that we operate is based very much on our past experience as a human, as me having lived the life, as well as past experiences that all of my ancestry have had. Times are changing. World is changing, reality is changing. There are new types of experiences that I in my life or my ancestry, they haven't had an opportunity to even come in contact with something like that. So with all of this sort of powerful amount of knowledge and experience and reaction and reflexes that we have, there's certain things that we just, no matter how much we try, we cannot jump over that. And what happens is this beautiful thing called mirror neurons that are inside of our brain. And that's the thing, and I'm sure you've heard of that, that's the part of our brain that can sort of like read off the experiences of others or connect with them on some level that would essentially transfer to you a certain way of dealing with the new reality. So whenever we work with someone else one-on-one or in a group, we are downloading to one another the experiences that we have had. And that's why it's almost impossible without others. I literally think it's impossible. So certain things you can definitely deal with, and you can live your life and you can function and you don't need anyone. It's, you know, you could still argue on that because of economy and, you know, still having to buy food, but, you know, emotionally you don't need anyone. You could be like a complete loner, but times will catch up to you and you cannot base it on your past in a sense of your own past, nor the past of your ancestry, because life will throw stuff at you that they have not experienced before. And that's when you talk with another person, when you talk with other people, you're mixing in that. And you're essentially, what you have done for me, and it's very clear for me right now, you've initiated me. It's like you turned on the candle, you turned on that light. And now I can be that which initiates others. It's this initiation into this relaxedness and like, I don't need to plan. I can just trust myself. I have a compass and it will lead me. Like sitting down into a comfortable chair and just like, ah, let's see. So come on, life, like start showing me stuff. Like I'm just sitting in my chair. I know that things will work out. That was an initiation. That was not something that was part of my reality before ever. No matter how much for 20 years my mom has been telling me, that esoteric knowledge tells us that you're supposed to live in the moment and just relax and everything will fall down from the sky on top of you. And I was just like, bullshit, you know, but I've lived in that right now. I have in the last 3 months, I had numerous experiences where I know for a fact it's been confirmed to me. I can literally just sit, relax in the chair and the compass will guide it. I will know in the moment what to do. And that's something that I have not experienced before I met you. So that for that, I'm extremely grateful because that's like such a gift. Just lighting that candle is such a gift because then I can, you know, take it further.
Oh my gosh, I almost feel like crying now. I'm so touched. Yeah, really. I really feel so seen.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's exactly it. I saw you and I'm extremely grateful that we met and that we've had that interaction that we have had. It was exactly right at exactly the right time and exactly the right setting. And I am so sure that there will be ways for us to move forward in life that we will not become strangers. I know that for a fact.
No, never again. And never before, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just like meeting your old soulmates. Yeah. Your family. Just like walking in and saying, oh, there you are again. Wow. What are we going to do now? Let's have fun.
Yeah, that's exactly. Now I can really have fun. Now I can see your point. In the beginning, you told me about this. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm just curious. And we're going to have fun with this. In the beginning, I was just like, okay, I'll like give it the benefit of the doubt. But now I really know, like, that's a thing. That's possible. That's like literally it. So you kind of like gave me the bug of fun and relaxing and just like seeing and being in the moment and really having this this core upon which I can rely. That's the most important thing. It's like this thing inside of me that I know has my back. And so I have my back. I have back of everyone else. Everyone else has my back. It's just this trust. So it's extremely valuable and so cool. And from that position, you can literally have fun in life and you can just look at things and be like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's all good. It all will work out.
And I'm really curious. Did others mention that you've changed?
Oh my God, like everyone's like, what has happened to you? Like, you're a different person. I also feel like I'm a different person. Like, literally, like my mom mentions this to everyone who comes to for a visit to us, to our home. She's like, yeah, and Julian, she's like, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, anyways, it was extremely, extremely life-changing. Situation that you created for me. Yeah. So that's why I'm so happy.
Like this light that radiates into the world, no?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So beautiful. When I remember how important planning was for you and control and all those things, just as they were to me a couple of years ago, 10, 15, yeah, it was just all about planning. All about control. Yeah, but I have to know this. I can't do it otherwise. And I look at you. It's like, I will feel it. I have a compass now in my body, in my heart, whatever. Yeah, I will know it. So I don't have to worry right now. Things will present themselves. That's what the wise men, the wise women told us, have been telling us. But feeling that, having that inside you now, that's like, and an incredible shift of consciousness.
Yeah, it's definitely
great. I'm so, so happy and grateful that I have been able to participate in this blooming of yours. And I wish for so many people to find you as we have found each other. So that you can make beautiful things happen and help each other grow and thrive and make this world a better place. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And let's do the talk in half a year time and see where we are. All right.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Bye-bye and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Und wieder ist die Zeit verflogen. Das war meine heutige Folge für dich und deine Manifestationspower. Und wenn es dir gut getan hat, wenn du was dazugelernt hast, dann teile den Podcast gern mit Menschen, denen du auch mehr Freude, Freiheit und Lebensgenuss wünschst. Und folg mir auch gern, damit du keine neue Episode verpasst. Ich freue mich natürlich total, wenn du mir einen Kommentar da lässt und wir so noch stärker in Verbindung sein können. Ja, und ich wünsche dir jetzt, dass du mit einem Lächeln durch deinen Tag gehst, wie die Manifestationsqueen, der Manifestationsking, der du in Wahrheit bist. Und erinnere dich immer wieder daran, Materie folgt der Energie, und zwar deiner Energie. Also fühl dich so wohl und wertvoll wie möglich, egal was sich im Außen gerade zeigt. Deine Lieferung ist unterwegs zu dir. Freu dich drauf. Ich glaube an dich. Deine Manifestations-Queen, Monika.